Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Practice Spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily。今天的主题是如何请求对方谅解。一说到谅解，很多朋友会想到 sorry 这个单词。但其实不是每一个场合下都需要用到 sorry。我们知道外国人在很多场合下是很有礼貌的。并不是一件非常严重的事情，他也会说对不起。比如说，他询问你某件事情，或者是他需要你帮忙，再或者是他需要借你什么东西。那为什么这些事情也会说对不起呢？有可能他觉得他麻烦到了你。那今天呢，我们来学习一些如何请求对方谅解的句型。第一个 Excuse me, but对不起，请问这个位子有人了吗？ Excuse me, but is this seat taken? 对不起，我可以坐在这儿吗？ Excuse me, but could I sit here? 对不起，我可以借你的自行车吗？ Excuse me, butCould I borrow your bike? 第二个句型是 Is it okay to? 或者是 Is it okay if? 我们来看这个对话。我可以在这儿抽烟吗？ Is it okay to smoke here? B 说，对不起，整栋大楼都是禁止吸烟的，你只能在外面吸烟。I'm sorry, but the whole building is non-smoking. You will have to smoke outside. 这里的 is it okay to, 我们还可以换成 is it okay if. 我可以在这里抽烟吗？你还可以说 is it okay if I smoke here? 我们看一下第二段对话。下周我可以用你的车吗？Is it okay if I use your car next week? 为什么？那我怎么去上班？ Why? How am I supposed to get to work? 那这里的 is it okay if 可以换成 is it okay to? 下周我可以用你的车吗？Is it okay to use your car next week? 第三个句型是 Would you mind if? Would you mind if? 你介意我怎么怎么样吗？我们来听一段对话。你介意这周我借用一下你的自行车吗？ Would you mind if I borrowed your bike this weekend?不介意，拿去用吧，我从来没用过。No, go ahead. I never use it anymore. Excuse me, but is this seat taken? Excuse me, but could I sit here? Excuse me, but could I borrow your bike?Is it okay to smoke here? I'm sorry, but the whole building is non-smoking. You will have to smoke outside. Is it okay if I use your car next week? Why? How am I supposed to get to work? Would you mind if I borrowed your bike this weekend?No, go ahead. I never use it anymore. Okay, that's pretty much for today. 想要参与本期节目的跟读版本以及语音打分，欢迎您关注微信公众号英语主播 Emily, 在公众号里回复节目两个字即可加入。I'm Emily, I'll see you next time. Bye bye.